This is Counsel for Life, a podcast engaging conversations about mental health and the Christian life with licensed biblical counselors Beth Broom and Eliza Huey.
Welcome back to Counsel for Life. My name is Beth.
And I'm Eliza.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are in the middle of a series about the world of biblical counseling, and we are excited to be able to talk with people who function in this world, who work in this world, and who can help give you, as our listeners, resources for how to receive more training, how to have ongoing education in the field of biblical counseling. And so we are very excited today to have Christine Chappell on our podcast. And Christine, thank you so much for joining us today. We're glad to have you.
Thank you so much for the invitation. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah. So Christine, just to tell you a little bit about her, she's a writer. She also has her own podcast through the Institute of Biblical Counseling and Discipleship, which is where she works as their outreach director. So she hosts a podcast there. She's also a writer and has written a couple of books. And she is in the supervision phase of her certification through the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, which is an organization that does certification for biblical counseling. And Christine has many gifts and many skills, and we are so excited to have her on the podcast today. Christine is also a wife and a mother of three. And Christine, I would love to hear you share about your family a little bit to get us started, to get to know you.
Yeah, I've been married to my husband, Brett, since 2003. I'm going to say that so I don't have to do the quick math. But since 2003, and we have three kids, 15, 8, and 7 are the years. And we have a dog. She's a puppy, a sheepadoodle puppy. And Yeah, we live in South Carolina and love it here. And yeah, I'm just thankful for my family and the ways that they support me. And I'm also thankful for my family as being a main source of sanctification for me, how the Lord uses them in that way. I'm thankful for that.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So
what's the puppy's name?
Clarabelle.
She
is like a 14 or 15 month old sheepadoodle, which is half old English sheepdog, half poodle. She's about 60 pounds and very scruffy. Ooh. So yeah,
it's funny to hear puppy and then hear 60 pounds. Like, yeah. Oh, yes. Some dogs get that big.
Right. Yeah. She still thinks she's small, but she's not.
That's awesome. Well, Christine, thank you again for being on our podcast today. And I'd love for us to just start by you sharing a little bit of your journey towards biblical counseling. What kind of moved you into this field? And then what kind of training have you received and are you receiving in an ongoing way?
Yeah, my introduction to biblical counseling really just got started as me being a counselee. And so going through a season of depression, postpartum depression, my pastor, offered some care for my husband and I during that time, but then introduced me to IBCD. At that time, I was in California, and so was the main offices for IBCD. And so I started getting counseled at IBCD through my pastor's referral, and was there receiving counseling for a few months, and took an interest, right? And was helped in some ways immediately. In some ways, wasn't necessarily experiencing life change as quick as I would want it, but just the interest of knowing that God's word does speak to all of life's challenging problems and the different situations that we go through. And the Lord just really stirred me up to want to learn more, even though I didn't really understand exactly how I was going to be using what I was learning. There was just that still small voice, you know, nudging me to learn. At least, if nothing else, for your own, you know, for my own personal growth to learn. But then over the years, obviously, the Lord developed that into, more formal ministry.
That's wonderful. So tell me about the ministry that you are doing with IBCD and any other areas of ministry that you're in right now. That this organization has been hugely helpful for me as a care minister at a local church. We utilize resources from IBCD a lot, but there's just a lot to it. And so I would love for you to just share a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, well, a lot of people may not know that IBCD originally was founded in 1982 as CCEF West. And so there is that original link way back decades and decades ago. And so that's where it all, you know, kind of got started. And then over the years, transitioned from CCEF West to IBCD. And yeah, our goal at IBCD is to strengthen churches in one another care. We provide probably what I believe is the largest free online audio resource library for biblical counseling training. If you have an internet connection, you can be trained for biblical counseling in a variety of areas. Access all those free audios on our website. We have a blog, and we also, I think, are well known for our care and discipleship training, which is the training I received initially in my early days of biblical counseling work. And the care and discipleship course is approved for ACBC certification, the phase one, like fundamentals training that you are required. So a lot of churches will use our material, you know, I guess in two different ways. One way is just to equip lay people, right? You don't have to take that course and get certified, but just to have a better basic understanding of how to minister God's word to people who are experiencing, you know, hardships, trials, conflicts, whatever, you know, the problem might be. But then, you know, it is nice to know that if you do decide to pursue certification, that that course is available to you as well. And I think one of the things that also makes IBCD unique is our observation videos. We are well known for that as well. And most recently, we released a series of observation videos in terms that apply to counseling domestic abuse cases. And those have been well received and very helpful as well. So that's just kind of some of what IBCD does in a nutshell.
No, that's helpful. And honestly, I just learned a lot about IBCD. So there, I did not know the CCEF link. And I also was not fully aware of how many free resources you like, how far you could go with those free resources. Definitely use those observation videos with Jeremy Pierre and Chris Moles. Both Beth and I teach Equipped to Counsel, and I use those as a case study in there as well. And so super helpful. And don't worry if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, everything she said sounds super interesting. I want to know how to do that. We're going to put all of the links in the show notes so you can go there and connect with IBCD through the show notes. So thank you for enlightening us on that. And you know, when you were talking about your journey into this, one of the things that I kind of heard you saying is that, you know, how helped you were by counseling, which kind of moved you into the world of biblical counseling. And I'm just wondering now, as a person who has gone through counseling herself and is trained in it and provides counseling, how has your training, specifically maybe even just what you've received from IBCD, how has it helped you just in day-to-day life as maybe just a regular church member or just a mother or a wife, or, you know, can you just share how it's been beneficial for you?
Yeah, well, I think one of them is just knowing that there are resources available, right? Because I think just as a church member, you may come across someone in your community group or small group or in a conversation on Sunday morning, and they're talking about a problem and you really want to help. You really have no idea how to help. Like you know that God's word's got to say something about it because it speaks to all of life's challenging problems. It gives us comfort and counsel for all of life's challenging problems. But I don't really know what to offer this person. And so just in terms of being able to point people to resources, I think just my involvement with IBCD and knowing the resources we have available means that I don't have to carry that burden of knowing all the answers.
And that's so helpful. Yeah. So helpful.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I started the Hope and Help podcast at IBCD is because, again, just that confidence in knowing that God's word does provide counsel and comfort for all of life's challenging problems. But I don't have to know how that's so manifests, true. But I can have conversations with people who have resources, and then I can share that information and trust that the Spirit will guide that person to the help and the hope that they need in their particular context. So I think just being aware, because again, you know, living in the biblical counseling world, we live and breathe this.
Yeah.
We know the resources, but the regular people like still don't even know biblical counseling is even a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not common language. And so just to be able to point people in the direction of gospel-centered resources that really do offer meaningful help and realistic hope is a real big passion of mine. And so that's one of the ways it's helped me just in the body of a local church.
I love that. And I think that is probably so motivating for people who are listening. I know that is probably one of the questions that I get as a counseling teacher, equipper is, where do I go for this? And you only know what you know? And so it is helpful to say like, okay, here's places that I can go and I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to have all the direction. Somebody else has done some work here. Let me pass it along. So that's super helpful. I think that will be really beneficial to people listening in. And in light of resources, I do just want to take a minute and point out you have written a couple books, and one recently is a mini book that I actually have right here called Help, I've Been Diagnosed with a Mental Disorder. And I've read this little book and found it very, very helpful. And I just wonder, I mean, we'll just maybe just touch on this for a minute. I know we could probably do a whole podcast just on what you've written there, but as somebody who, you know, is in the world of biblical counseling, offering a resource like this is really, really valuable. And one of the things as I was reading it that I remember kind of just being impacted by was just how much identity is so important. And you share a little bit about that, because when we think about a diagnosis of a mental health disorder, that can be a scary thing. That's something that you've walked through and continue to walk through. But you tie it so much to identity. So I'm just wondering if you could just for a minute talk to our readers. We'll just kind of shift gears a little bit, but still very relevant talking about those resources. When you talk about that, can you kind of explain a little bit more why that is so important?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's so important personally to me because it was the very first comfort that the Holy Spirit ministered to me when I did receive a diagnosis, a past diagnosis of bipolar disorder too. You know, and I praise God that that's not a part of my life story anymore. Not to say I won't have particular challenges in the future, but that he's grown me through those. And that's one of the benefits, right, of being a child of God, of being a co-heir with Christ, is that my identity is not shackled to a man-made label, whatever that label might be. And we make labels all the time for all kinds of things. I'm a writer. I'm a pastor. Not me personally, but you know, I'm whatever it is. I'm a whatever, counselor, a teacher, a mother, a father. I mean, it could be really good things or it can be really upsetting things like I have diabetes, I'm a diabetic, I'm, you know, this or that and the other thing. But all of those man-made labels like never come close to even touching the label that God gives to us through our adoption through Jesus Christ. And so what does that mean for someone like for me when I was diagnosed at that point in time? It meant that I could and needed to perceive my problems and what I was going through the lens of being a child of God. It's secure. I'm kept. I'm held. I have a hope in heaven that is undefiled, unfading, imperishable. Like that informs how I respond to the challenging situations that I'm facing. If I'm going to align my identity with a label, like a psychiatric label, which to be honest, people will do that. People will view you as your label. Mm-hmm. Doctors will view you as your label. Even sometimes counselors will counsel you according to your label and not to your person, your whole person who is body and soul. And if you are a child of God, you are first and foremost a saint who is suffering and struggling with sin. And so I get all jazzed up about it and I won't go on anymore, but it was the primary comfort. And I think our identity in Christ is meant to give us that hope to be able to take on that perception so we know how to navigate the things that we're going through.
Amen. I say preach it. I know you said I'm not a pastor, but you were preaching it.
That's so true.
Well, yeah, and you even say in the book, I'll just read this quick quote. It says, you say mental disorder labels may be used to describe our symptoms, but they do not define our identity, and they certainly do not dictate our destiny. destiny. And I think that you are just a living testimony of that. So definitely, if you are looking for resources, we'll link that as well. And other things, that if you want to know what else she's working on right now, you can go to her website. What is your, what's the website? Just say it for our people and we'll put it in the show notes.
It is Christine, M as in Michelle, Chapel, two P's, two L's, .com.
Thank you. You can see why I asked you to say it, because it isn't what it sounds like when you say it. So it'll be in our show notes. But yeah, you can go on there and find out other projects that she is currently working on. So check that out and you can do that in the link. So yeah, that's
great. Yeah. And you know, Christine, I just wanted to ask you one more question, hopefully by way of encouragement for our listeners. As you have grown and as you've experienced the suffering that you have, how does that shape you as a counselor? How has your own experience been helpful in, you know, we talk about 2 Corinthians 1, how the God of all comfort gives us comfort so we can comfort others. How have you seen that? Do you, I don't know. I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but just maybe an example of how you noticed that.
Yeah. Second Corinthians passage there in the first chapter is like, I feel like the embodiment of my ministry, right? Because that's just how God has worked in my life personally. But I think just the perspective that what I've gone through has given me is just one of humility as a counselor, and knowing that Chris Moles says, he said one time that the smartest person in the counseling room is the Holy Spirit, right? Like, it's not me. It's not even the person I'm counseling. It's the Holy Spirit. And, you know, one time I was asked, you know, looking back at my story and the things I've gone through as a counselor, can I see where my sin, you know, really got me in trouble in terms of the diagnosis I had received? And I appreciated the question. I understood where it was coming from, but I think it's an unhelpful way of looking back through what we've gone through, because none of us have a complete self-knowledge, right? The counselee doesn't even totally understand the reasons why they may be struggling with the thing that they're going through. And I'm certainly, as one of the more the dumber persons in the room, right? Because I lack information, I'm not going to totally understand. So just leaving that space for mystery, I guess. So I like to call it God area. Like, it's like a gray area where we don't totally know everything that's going on. We know some things, but other things, it's only God knows. He hasn't even revealed those types of maybe heart issues or whatnot to the person who is suffering through them. And so again, just humbling myself as a person who's trying to be helpful and not moving too quickly and recognizing that, you know, God knows way better than I do. And I just have to rely on him to, and his timetable. He's patient. Like, he's not in a hurry. He's not in a hurry to peel back the layers of people's hearts in the way that we might want to. And so just being sensitive to that has been helpful.
That's so wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Christine. And, you know, as we always do on our podcast, we like to end with, whether it's ourselves or an interview guest, to just kind of share a moment of humanity or a way in which you are still in process, still growing. I mean, you've already shared just the humbleness that the Lord places in us as counselors, as we seek to care for others. But I would love to just hear if there's anything that comes to mind of just maybe a lesson you've learned along the way, through mistake making. Not that we're asking you to out yourself too much, but, you know, just want to provide our listeners with maybe some encouragement as they also are struggling with their own humanity and weakness in the counseling room.
Right. There was one session where it was something had come up, and it was not, it was like we needed to kind of go through what the gospel was all over again, like from square one after a long time of meeting. And I was like taken aback. I was surprised at some of the questions I was receiving. And so because I was so caught off guard, because it wasn't necessarily where I thought the direction of the session was going to go initially, you know, I really was so humbled. I mean, I didn't really know where to go, but the Spirit helped me pick a spot. It was like Romans 3 or something. And I didn't know what else to say besides, we're just going to sit here and we're literally just going to come through this text, and I'm just going to read it out loud. And whatever comes to mind as we're reading, we're going to talk about it, because I don't know what else to do. And like in that moment of panic, of my lack of human wisdom, right? God was so faithful to guide the conversation, but there was that moment of panic as a counselor of like, I don't have the answer like that I think I should have. And I'm 100% depending on the word of God, 100% to say something here that's meaningful to this person, because I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go. And so that would be my encouragement is like, look, if all you can do is turn to the Word of God and read it out loud, that's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing. Turn to the smartest person in the room.
Right. There you go.
That's great.
Wonderful. Well, as you, our listeners, I'm sure have discovered, as we had planned to have Christine on our podcast to talk about the organization that she works with, IBCD, you, I'm certain, as we have definitely experienced, you're aware that, wow, this person has so much more to say than just about the organization she works for. So now you can slide on over to the podcast that she hosts, because there'll be so much wisdom there. There's so much wisdom in, you know, on the IBCD website, as there's free resources there. But Christine, you've offered us so much more than what we thought we were going to get today. So thank you so much. Our expectation was to learn about this organization, and you've just given us these beautiful nuggets of wisdom. And thank you just for your humility and your wisdom and your ability to share with us the ways in which the Lord has continued to grow you and move you towards himself, even as he's moving you towards other people as a counselor. So thank you so, so much for being a part of our podcast today. We're just glad to have had you.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me chat. I got all fired up. So thanks. It's a good start to the day.
I love it. We love the fired up moments. We need those. Thank you again to our listeners for joining us today. And please join us again next week for another episode of Counsel for Life. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Counsel for Life with Beth Broom and Eliza Huey. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. And for more information, visit CounselForLifePodcast.com.